A values-based life starts here.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we try and help you do what's right so that you can fix the things that are wrong.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we seek to give you simple principles that can help you transform your life, transform your community, and ultimately transform the country. I'm your host. My name is Andile Maphosa. And today we are going to be talking about one of the campaigns to be coming out of Heartlines, the Fathers Matter campaign. We'll be talking why Fathers Matter, how you can get involved in this. And to help me in this conversation, I've got Olifile Masangane, Brian Helsby, and Nkosinathi Sicabayi. Brian, how do you think the church can come in helping address some of these barriers?
Yes, I think that the church is quite uniquely placed. First of all, I think that the average person sitting in church is not fully aware of how vital men are and fathers are in the life of their children. And so part of the role of the church is to be teaching that. And then, Nkosinathi mentioned the whole problem of damages and paying lobola, and I know that these things need to be negotiated. So if it's vital that a child has access to the child, and yet you've got all these barriers that we've mentioned, the church can play they can be involved in counseling, they can be involved in helping the mother, the family, to understand how vital it is that the father gets involved and what can be done with the barriers that exist. And then the church has an important role in teaching. So in teaching about fatherhood, in teaching about families, and also, with Heartlines providing resources for men's small groups, the Connect groups, and for workshops, that the church can open up the doors for men to come in and to be taught on these issues.
Mm-hmm. Oli, I want to bring you in here, specifically when we talk about some of the cultural barriers to father presence. These are not easy conversations to have because, again, they're steeped in culture. How can the church help navigate these conversations?
It's not going to be easy. It's not an easy conversation to have because culture is quite set in terms of how things, rite of passage, all of these things, they are almost non-negotiable. But I think what the church can do is to provide a platform for co-learning. It is to provide a platform whereby they take the young men by the hand and also just, I think that is what's missing. Conversations are missing. And I think the church can be a perfect platform through which conversations and robust dialogues are actually hosted. Not to say, tell the families to stop doing it, but to have a mutual dialogue, intergenerational male dialogues, can be hosted in the church, where we speak about these things and the implication of these things. To have a dialogue between men and women, because not just culture, but there's also other barriers pertaining to relationships where mothers can become barriers or gatekeepers for the father's involvement. So we need to create space for these dialogues to take place.
Nkosinathi, would you also like to weigh in on this?
Look, as a father of three myself, when my first daughter was born, who's now 17, I could not sleep. And the question I asked myself, where was my father? This is how I feel about myself. And I feel about my baby right now. How could my father miss this moment? And I just could not understand. As a result, I think all of my children, I have such a close relationship with all of them, mainly because of my experience and the fact that I had access to them and I was involved from an early age. It made me become more involved. And I think one of the things that you really, really, a few things for me that I want to touch on is that, number one, a father's responsibility is more than just providing money. And we need to kill that myth completely. Because the more we promote that, the more absent, the more we'll see more fathers being absent in the life of the children. And I think we need to kill that completely, that it's more than money. Because the research again proved that when they ask the adults, which is the mother of the child and the extended families, all they talked about was money. But when they asked the children were not looking for money. Children were looking for attention. Children were looking for love. And I think this is one of the myths that we need to kill with this movement. We want to kill that money is, we're not saying fathers should not provide, but we're saying fathers must provide, but that should not be the deterrent from them being involved if they are unemployed or if there's any challenges.
Mr. Helsby, they've mentioned something which I think is also a very delicate thing to say, that sometimes the primary caregivers, who are the mothers, can turn around and restrict access. How would you give advice to mothers to allow fathers access?
This is a sensitive thing because very often a mother feels abandoned, feels that the father's not playing a role in providing money and leaving her to all the responsibility of bringing up the child, and therefore responds by creating a barrier of access so the father doesn't have access to the child. The mother needs to know how important it is to give access to the father, to the child. How all the research shows the importance that the father needs to be there, needs to be active, needs to be present. And so, yes, there are barriers. There's anger, frustration, feeling abandoned. But also the mother needs to understand that she needs to overcome all of this in order to give that father access for the sake of the child. If we love our children, we will give access to the child. So yeah, I think that's very important.
If you love your children, you will give the father access to the child. We're going to take a quick short break, and when we come back, my guests will conclude. Don't go anywhere, stay tuned.
Heartlines, your partner in the promotion of positive values.
Welcome back to In Conversation with Heartlines with me, Andile. Today we've been having a discussion around the Fathers Matter campaign. We've discussed why fathers matter. We've discussed some of the barriers that hinder the positive presence of fathers in the lives of their children. And we've discussed some of the ways that the church can get involved in addressing some of those barriers that hinder fathers from being positively present in the lives of their children. Oli, before we go, how can other people get involved with the campaign?
The simplest way is to get in touch with us via fathersmatter.org.za. And in there, we've got connect group materials. We'd like every church to become a Fathers Matter church by doing connect groups, getting 6 to 8 men to go through our 5-module process. And we're still going to build more modules into this platform. So those who have access to the internet to connect with the Fathers Matter material online. What we are currently doing right now is that we are going to be hosting and mobilizing our broad national team to go and do workshops on Fathers Matter, where you see like groups of men gathering on a Saturday for about 3 hours or so to go through these things and more, just to be engaged in robust conversation and to step out of there with a code of conduct, in a sense, to step out of there with an agreement to say, this is how I'm going to father from now on.
That website again is fathersmatter.org.za. Check it out and get all the material that you need to run a successful connect group for yourself. Mr. Helsby, how would you like to conclude?
Yes, I mean, just in one sentence, I want to encourage every father out there to find creative ways to love your children. And that means spending time with them. That means doing things with them that they love. That means listening. That means praying for them. That means loving their mother, even if you're separated or whatever, or just to work on a good relationship with the mother. But love your children. That's it.
Nkosinathi.
I think in a country that is challenged by gender-based violence, and I think one wants to acknowledge that men have not contributed positively at times in our society, but we want to emphasize this once again, fathers matter. Let's find creative ways of getting men involved in the lives of children. Let's find creative ways. Let's find solutions. Churches, take up the challenge. And not only churches, NGOs that are working in communities, let's embrace this moment. Let's create this movement. Let's move and say, fathers do matter, so that we can change our society for what it is right now.
Excellent. Oli?
For me, simply, fathers, we need to get over this thinking that we are perfect. We need to embrace our own failures. And the sooner we do that, the better we can be able to father the next generation. I've learned that most recently in my own life, where I have had to actually speak to my son about my own failures, even failing in grade. One of the crucial skills that fathers need to build is the courage to speak about your own failures. And that's how you can actually show how present you are. It's not about being displaying that you are Superman, but to be authentic and to be sincere in your fatherhood journey.
You don't have to be Superman. You just need to be sincere in your fatherhood journey. Thank you so much to my guests for today. Goodbye.
And that's it for today. We hope we've left you inspired as we learn and grow together. To continue this conversation and to connect with more values-based content, visit our website at www.heartlines.org.za. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at HeartlinesZA.
Heartlines, your partner in the promotion of positive values.